Welcome to Conspiracy Queens, a podcast where we discuss many pondering questions about theories, opinions, and cultures in societies. Our next topic is Area 51. We have many ideas about this. Did you know that Area 51 is known for a lot of things? But let's check out the hard fact. Area 51 is classified as a remote detachment of Edwards Air Force Base, a U.S. Air Force installation. This is all within the Nevada Test and Training Range, which is one of two military training areas used by the U.S. Air Force Warfare Center. Despite having a lot of involvement with the U.S. military, Area 51's main purpose is unknown by the public, but is theorized to test experimental aircrafts and weapon systems. Despite this, Area 51 is mostly known for its conspiracy theories and UFO sightings that are often covered up. But why? Why, after all these years, everything is still a secret? We may never know.
Like, so when I was doing my research, I was on nationalgeographic.com, and it actually said that there could be, like, some truth to the conspiracy theory that the moon landing was actually filmed there, because, like, there's a lot of, like, space equipment, and, like, there's Land Rovers and, like, life support systems, and they were, like, tested by astronauts at the adjoining nuclear testing grounds. And, like, that obviously goes along with our last episode talking about the moon landing and how we think that it was fake. So, yeah.
Yeah, I read the same thing, too, how they were saying, like, and there's even a secret rumor they filmed the moon landing, yeah. Saying stuff like that.
I also heard that, like, there's also, like, a lot of spy planes there that they used, like, during, like, World War II. And along with that, there's, like, a lot of, like, entertainment for people that work there, because, like, they don't really get the opportunity to leave that often because it's, like, so secretive. And so I heard that they have, like, a bowling alley and, like, tennis courts and stuff, so.
Yeah, Area 51 is actually, like, nobody really knows what's going on. Like, the employees aren't allowed to share any information, what goes on inside the base without, like, serious consequences, like, even after they retire. And it's under 24-hour surveillance and not accessible to the public. And the government has not provided any information about research currently being conducted inside the facility. So a lot of people are saying like there's aliens there and stuff like that, because why are they keeping it so secret if they have nothing to hide?
Yeah, like why would they like not tell us anything about it, like if there wasn't something?
Yeah, it makes it seem like they're hiding something.
Also, my mom's friend works there, and I was gonna interview him, but then I, like, called him, and, like, obviously they can't talk about it. So he was just like, oh, look, it's a military base.
Yeah, give me more information. Yeah, yeah, it's just overall a, like, sketchy place, and it's just, it's weird. Like, I feel like they're hiding something. Yeah. Aliens? Question mark?
Another, like, large secret behind those walls are, like, they do believe about, like, 10% of the UFO sightings could be real. So, like, if, like, those officials believe that it could be real, like, is it actually?
Yeah, because every year countless UFO sightings are reported across the United States. And according to, like, theorists and stuff like that, the UFOs originate from Area 51. So if you, like, believe that the government is, like, testing alien technology, and it's, like, it kind of makes sense when you think about it. But, like, also on top of that, if they were doing this, where did they get that technology from?
Yeah, like, why did they even, like, think of, like, creating, like, UFOs, I guess? Like, if they are, like, why would they think of, like, making aliens, like, some other?
Yeah, it just, Area 51 is just this crazy place. And people, apparently a couple years ago, like, a video was leaked of footage of an alien craft near Area 51. And the video appears to show a flying object hovering in the sky, but then it's flying in a way that a known aircraft could not currently do. So people are thinking that it's like a spacecraft or something like that, and that's it came from Area 51.
Yeah, that would make sense. But many people believe that the moon landing set, or even like aliens, are behind like the walls. And like, I think that that's not true, because like, a lot of those theories were, like, debunked, but I don't know. It's just, like, since World War II, when the Soviet Union dropped the Iron Curtain, inside Area 51, they have been experimenting with planes. Like, so why would they have, like, aliens and stuff, too? Like, why would, like, the government create this place just for aliens and not, like, something actual for, like, the military?
Yeah, and I feel like they could be using it as a cover-up if they were, like, doing stuff with aliens, because it's like, oh, it's a military base. There's nothing sketchy about that. They can just be using that as a cover-up for something.
But then, like, people get, like, suspicious because they can't talk about it. They can't go inside. Like, they can't see pictures. Like, it's just, there's no reason for anyone to believe that there's aliens in there. It's just something that, like, somebody said that, like, people...
Yeah, but, like, it's just crazy that they keep it... If it's so, like, secretive and everything like that, they have, like, all that high-tech equipment and all of that. But when you can look it up and find about where it is, and, like, people have walked to the edge of it, so... In a sense, maybe people are wrong about the aliens, because if you can just walk up and go find it, I mean, yeah, you'll need to get through the security and everything like that, but you can easily find the place, so it's not like they're hiding it or anything. Yeah. So I guess you could argue that, too.
Makes sense. That, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, I really don't think that, like, they're hiding things in there. Like, obviously, like, they're hiding, like, some, like, military, like, weapons or whatever, but... I don't think that it's alien.
Yeah, in my opinion, I'm not really sure, but I'm not one of those people to really believe in aliens or stuff like that. So, in a sense, I feel like maybe it actually is just a military base, and it could be, like, dealing with, like, foreign affairs. Yeah. So that's why they can't share, because it could get leaked.
But, like, also, like, aliens, like, if they even are real, which I don't really think that they are, but, like, if they are, why would they, like, choose to come to this planet?
I mean, our planet's not that great. There's lots of better places you could go.
And then why would, like, people, like, hold them captive or whatever? Like, that's, like,
it
I
just,
get that, like...
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, none of it, like, adds up. Like, I get that, like, sure, there could be aliens, but, like, there's not. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's all these theories out there, and I guess they have some evidence, but it's the same with, like, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster or something like that. It just, any idea can spread if enough people believe in it.
Yeah, like, enough people, like, for example, we could be, like, talking about, like, some, like, teacher at the school, like, something's going on with them.
Yeah, we could spread something about them.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, a matter of, like, word... of mouth.
So I think,
like,
that, yeah, it's just been talked about so much that people are just getting the ideas in their head, when in reality it really is just a military base.
And then like people start believing it, and then, like, I don't know, and then I feel like that gives the government, like, some kind of, like, excuse to hide it, because like, if people are curious,
publicity, they're doing it all for publicity, just so they can eventually, probably one day, they will make an attraction just to prove to people that they weren't doing anything suspicious.
Yeah. But what I also researched was that, along with airplanes, people think that there could be, like, advanced weapons, new radio communications, energy weapons, and even lasers are, like, being developed there.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it's so secretive. It's not because of aliens, because they got high-tech resources and technologies that they don't want people to find out about yet, because then that puts them at risk of being robbed or something, or having their ideas stolen. So just by having, so that's probably why they let the idea spread that there's aliens there, because they could have shut that down real quick.
Yeah, they could have. Like, the government could have made, like, some statement about how, like, there's not aliens there, but, like,
or the base itself could have, like, said something. So maybe they're using that as a cover-up for something bigger.
Like, so I definitely think that, like, the government, like, just wants to hide it from us. Because, like, actually, this is, like, getting into another conspiracy. But, like, I believe that, like, the world is, like, a simulation. Like, like, that sounds kind of, like, stupid. But, like, the sky is, like, just, like, a screen, and, like, birds are, like, cameras that watch us, because they just glitch, you know? But anyways, but, like, the government could be controlling everything. So, like, what if the government want us to believe that they're...
Yeah, if they can... The people, especially people in power, can make us believe whatever they want us to just by saying it and having it spread. So I think that as they are using, like, aliens as an excuse is that they're hiding something bigger, and probably it's like better technology that they don't want people finding out about yet. So they've let this idea of aliens and UFOs and all of that, and they've been doing stuff to make people believe that.
Yeah, like the reason that they probably like keep this act like going is that like you said, there's like foreign affairs or like some like advanced technology in there that like even like foreign countries could like come in and like just break into the base and like try to steal it. Mm-hmm. Like that's like, it's a big risk that I don't think that the government wants to take.
Yeah, so they're just using it as a cover up. But like if you go back, apparently there's this story where in 1974 astronauts orbiting the Earth were taking photos for NASA when they apparently got an image of Area 51. But the problem is they were instructed to avoid taking pictures of the Nevada desert. So NASA fought the government, claiming they had rights to the accidental photo. So they won, and the picture was placed in a collection, and it can be seen by the public. So, like, maybe they wanted that to happen.
Yeah. Like, they probably, like, set that up.
Yeah. Because if they were instructed not to take photos, they're not just going to accidentally take mm-hmm. a photo of the desert. Like, people aren't that dumb. Mm-hmm. So it must have been on purpose.
Well, let's talk about, like, how it was, like, originally, like, created. Like, so I researched this, and it said, like, in 1955, the area was selected by the CIA as a testing site for Lockheed U-2, and a high-altitude reconnaissance aircraft. The president at the time, Eisenhower, was authorized the testing, which was to be conducted under the codename Project Aquatone. And, like, testing began in July of 1955. So, like, obviously the base is kind of, like, old. So I don't understand, like, why people think that there would be aliens there.
Yeah, they've had like a long time to come up with ideas. And I feel like since it's been around for so long, people have been able to have lots of time to come up with the idea that there's aliens there. Just because there's a couple sightings of UFOs, or so people say.
Yeah, but, like, I also wonder, like, did people back then, like, when it was created, did they, like, believe that there was aliens there? Like, I don't know. I don't know, like, if people would think that or not.
Yeah, I guess there's just those people out there that believe in aliens that are probably the same people that also believe in Bigfoot and all of that too. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say, but I think that just since the idea has been so well known and popular that people just want to believe it, maybe. Or maybe people want to believe the alien thing because they don't actually want to know what's happening there.
Yeah, like maybe it's like some, like, it could be just like weapons, and like people like could be like scared by that, and maybe that's like why the government. Yeah, because like what if people like live out by like Area 51 and like the desert and stuff. Like if they know that there's like weapons there, that would be like scary.
That leads me to wonder if like the people that live near Area 51 actually know what's happening there, but like they had to sign an agreement saying they wouldn't tell just to keep the story alive.
Like if that did happen, then like people would like still talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like even though they signed like an agreement and whatever, like there would at least be like one or two people that would talk.
So I think that what we can conclude all in all is that Area 51 is real and everything like that, but what actually happens there is still unknown, but we're thinking that there's not actually aliens there. Sorry guys.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but so I just think that there's definitely, like, I don't really believe in aliens. So I also, like, some people could have a different take on this about how, like, there's definitely aliens there because aliens are real and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think that there's aliens in Area 51. I just feel like that's too, like, far-fetched. And, like, it's easy for someone to make.
So, thank you guys for listening to Conspiracy Queens. Stay tuned for our next episode. See you guys later.